Robert F. Kennedy Jr., wife Cheryl Hines urged him to meet with Trump. By Joel B. Polak on August 27, 2024. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told Tucker Carlson in an interview this week that his wife, Hollywood star Cheryl Hines, had encouraged him to meet with former President Donald Trump, not to shun him. Hines was rumored to have been skeptical of Kennedy's alliance with Trump. And Kennedy's critics have taunted him on social media about his wife's supposed opposition to his decision to endorse Trump for president on Friday. When Bobby Kennedy endorsed Donald Trump last week, he burned his boats. There's no turning back for him, or for American politics. Here's his first interview since that happened. 042, RFK Jr. endorsing Donald Trump. 1126, censorship and Pavel Durov's arrest. 3456, America's. pic.twitter.com/oklevzax. Tucker Carlson, at Tucker Carlson, August 26, 2024. However, as Kennedy told Carlson, via the rap, she ultimately urged her husband to give Trump a chance. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wasn't sure about the idea of meeting with Donald Trump, because he thought it would be a non-starter with his wife, actress Cheryl Hines, he told Tucker Carlson in a new interview. But when he called her to talk about it, his wife told him to listen to Trump, he said, and then the couple had an in-person meeting with the former president and his campaign manager, Susie Wiles. When asked if he'd be interested in talking with Trump, Kennedy said that he told a campaign representative, "I don't think so." And then, and part of this was, "I just thought it was a non-starter with Cheryl," Kennedy explained. "And I called Cheryl up, and she said to me, 'You should hear them out.'" Hines is best known for her role as Larry David's wife on the comedy show Curb Your Enthusiasm. Her co-star, Bradley Whitford, had slammed her over her husband's decision, accusing her of staying silent while your lunatic husband throws his support behind the adjudicated rapist. Trump was found not liable for rape by a New York jury. Kennedy suspended his campaign in 10 battleground states on Friday and endorsed Trump, citing the latter's support for addressing the issues of free speech, the war in Ukraine, and children's health. He also noted that Democrats had been dismantling democracy rather than defending it, as it had tried to remove him from the ballot in many states, while installing Vice President Kamala Harris as its presidential nominee without any votes or media interviews. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.